Drive out from us the power of Satan and the spirit of evil, and bring the human race rescue from darkness into the marvelous kingdom of your light. We humbly beseech you to free this child from original sin, to make him the temple of your glory, and to grant your Holy Spirit to dwell in him. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the strength of Christ the Savior protect you. As a sign of this, we anoint you with the oil of salvation from the same Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, that the Lord God Almighty may bestow new life on this child by water and the Holy Spirit.
O God, who by invisible power accomplish a wonderful effect through sacramental signs, and who in many ways have prepared water in your creation to show forth the grace of baptism. O God, whose Spirit in the first moments of the world creation hovered over the water, so that the very substance of water would even then take to itself the power to sanctify. O God, who by the outpouring of the flood foreshadowed regeneration, so that from the mystery of one and the same element of water would come an end to vice and the beginning of virtue. O God, who caused the children of Abraham to pass dry shod through the Red Sea, so that the chosen people, set free from slavery to Pharaoh, would prefigure the people of the baptized. O God, whose Son, baptized by John in the waters of the Jordan, was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and as he hung upon the cross, gave forth water from his side along with blood, and after his resurrection, commanded his disciples, "Go forth, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Look now, we pray, upon the face of your church, and graciously unseal for her the fountain of baptism. May this water receive by the Holy Spirit the grace of your only begotten Son, so that human nature, created in your image, and washed clean through the sacrament of baptism from all the squalor of the life of old, may be found worthy to rise to a life of new for children through water and the Holy Spirit. May the power of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, we pray, come down through your Son into the fullness of this bond, so that all who have been buried with Christ by baptism into death may rise again to life with him, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Dear parents and godparents, through the sacrament of baptism, the child you have presented are about to receive. The child you have presented is about to receive from the Holy God a new life. For your part, you must strive to bring him up in the faith, so that this divine life may be preserved from the contagion of sin and may grow in him day by day. If your faith makes you ready to accept this responsibility, then mindful of your own baptism, renounce sin, confess faith in Christ Jesus, the faith of the church in which children are baptized. So I ask you, and all present here, to join me in affirming our faith and renouncing sin. Do you renounce sin so as to live children of God. For you renounce the lure of evil so that sin may have no mastery over you. For you renounce Satan, the father and prince of sin. For you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. For you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection from the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Is it your will, therefore, that landing to receive baptism in the faith of the Church, we have all professed with you?
May the Lord Jesus, who made the death near,